Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Here we are, right in the middle of the week. Okay, maybe not. It's Tuesday. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. And, all right, we touched on pirate radio. Let's not talk about that again. What else? It's National Kiss a Ginger Day.
Where's Ed Sheeran when I need him?
We talked about how much you love Ed Sheeran yesterday.
I love him so much.
Give a ginger a kiss. Please remember social distancing. Maybe we could postpone that holiday. It's National Shop for Travel Day. Oops, maybe we should postpone that day as well.
Ooh,
sorry,
ooh, that's a shot right to the heart, Tommy.
I know, I'm sorry. And it's National Pharmacist Day, so let's all medicate and forget about 2020 and how we stumbled into 2021.
All right, some healthy pharmaceuticals. I can dig it.
There you go. Hey, coming up, the Wise Market New Year item. New Year, new items from Wise Markets with a chance for you to win a $50 gift card later on today. We will reveal that item this hour. Jimmy Fallon on the way. He loves the fact that Sex and the City is coming back to television with the reboot.
Yeah, we need to chit-chat about that.
Yeah,
because it's coming back without Samantha.
Yeah, and it's only 10 episodes without Samantha.
So it's like a miniseries, which is cool.
Okay.
And I feel like I saw the teaser trailer online yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Jessica Parker posted it, a whole bunch of other people, Kristen Davis, who plays Charlotte. But this whole feud between Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker literally means that Samantha did not sign on to this project.
In other words, it's a real feud. It's not written into the script. There's somebody missing from the show because of the feuding.
I'm so curious how they're going to write her off.
Did she get hit by a bus or something? Or
right? Like, what? Or did she move back to California?
There
like,
you go.
What is she doing? And apparently, this continues the plot line of the two Sex and the City movies.
Okay.
So it moves that storyline forward, which was a continuance of the show.
Google the trailer if you can and take a look at it. Also coming up later on this hour, we always hear the news. How about the good news with Laura Good?
That's right. Three more stories to make you smile on a Tuesday morning. Plus, then don't forget, coming up after 8 o'clock, Try It Tuesday.
Try It Tuesday. All happening today with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
Again, be careful with the kissing. We're in the middle of a pandemic, okay? Just, yeah, blow kisses like that. Very good. Tom and Laura in the morning news is coming up. A new survey says that 26% of Americans feel that their neighbors, the people in their state, are more polite instead of ruder over the past 4 years.
I wish this had a map to go with it.
I know. Tom and Laura love their maps. We love to post them. But it doesn't say where Pennsylvania stands. I'd say my neighbors are pretty polite. They mind their own business.
My neighbors are great.
Yeah, there you go. You have great neighbors. Over the weekend, the dog that I take care of when I'm the only one in the house, let's put it that way, Leo the Lionhearted, decided to go outside, and instead of staying in the yard like he usually does, he just decided to go for a waltz. And I'm back in my recording studio working on a project, and I look out the window, and he's all the way up the hill standing next to a bunch of guys drinking beer, smoking meat.
No way.
So I'm like, what the hey? And they have a big MacGyver-sized dog. So they seem to be playing together or whatever. And I walk out of the studio and I lean over the railing there at the deck and I'm like, hey, get home, like that. And all these guys turn around and look at me and they start laughing, right? And they're like, hey, Morgan, is this your dog? I was like, no, he's not my dog. Well, yeah, he kind of is. Well, I don't know. I'm like, get up here.
Tom, it's your dog. Tom, it's yours.
I can't come to terms with that, Laura. I can't.
It's your dog.
I want a big, stupid, meathead dog like MacGyver. I love that guy.
He's currently sitting next to me.
Of course he is, and he's being
quiet.
We're
back on the couch today, full disclosure, because the kitchen table is still full of Christmas decor.
Oh, we gotta visit this coming up, too. We definitely gotta visit this, because,
I did start to take some of the decor down yesterday, slowly but surely, packing it away, etc. But I think MacGyver likes this whole, like, broadcasting from the couch little moment that I have going on here.
Yeah, I think he should be more part of the show. you know?
He really should be. He should is a big meathead of a dog. He could eat Leo, but he wouldn't. He'd be afraid of him.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame, but he probably would. He's such a gentle giant. So I walk up. I have to leave the house, Laura. Leave the deck. Walk up and get him. So I get up to the top of the hill. I'm winded because I'm an old guy. And I'm like, oh, how you doing, fellas? And they're like laughing. And they're like, that dog. And I'm like, I know. I'm sorry. Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. So then I find myself standing there, and I feel like I'm in the alley in the animated show King of the Hill, right? I'm standing there, and I'm like, so what are you guys doing? Well, we're doing. We're smoking meat. And they have this big contraption that they made like 100 years ago. Grandpa made it or something. And
it's like a meat smoker.
It's got to be like you could get in it. It's got to be like 12 feet high. It's like this big contraption. So, and it smells good. The smoke's coming out. I said, well, what are you smoking? Venison. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And then they were like standing around, and then they're like, want a beer? And I'm like, I don't drink beer, but I'm not going to tell these guys. So I was like, yes.
I don't know. You say yes.
Of I go, yeah, sure. So they hand me a Miller Lite. I crack it open, and we're standing around talking like real central Pennsylvania guys, okay? But the only thing is there's only one dude that's an imposter in this group, and it's me. So I'm like, yep, smoking meat, drinking beer, yep, yep, yep. And these guys are loving it. These guys are loving it. So when I left, I let's go, bud. Let's go, Leo. So he's like, yep, yep, yep. We're visiting. I get him back in the house. I go, don't you ever do that to me ever again. Right? So I sit back down on the couch. The football game is on. The dog jumps up on the couch. And I realize at that moment, we both smell like meat.
Yep.
So you knew this because your husband has his own smoker.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much his weekend activity anymore. He smoked some ribs this past weekend. And I will say what ends up happening is the dogs. So normally they kind of let Keith go about his business. They follow me around. They don't follow Keith around. But when Keith keeps going in and out of the house to the smoker, they sit there and wait for him.
Sure they do. He smells good when he comes in the house.
Exactly. And then maybe by accident he drips something on his clothing.
Oh.
They don't know. They literally sit and watch him. And I said, Keith, we need to get this yard fenced so that these dogs can go in and out with you to the smoker.
Yeah.
They literally sit there and drool. It's unbelievable.
Well, MacGyver drools, I know that. So
he does.
So I'm back in the house smelling like smoke, and I'm thinking to myself, well, that wasn't bad. I hope those guys like me. I don't know. They're probably making fun of me right now. But then
no,
I see in this survey that 26% of us feel like our neighbors are polite.
I think that goes for most of central Pennsylvania, honestly. This is a nice place to live. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94 KX.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about.
Well, you hear the news here with Mark Lawrence. But what is everybody really wanting to talk about? The good news with Laura Good.
That's right, because the news recently, it's depressing. So why not focus up on the positive stories and make yourself smile bright and early on a Tuesday morning?
Yes, please.
Okay, so number one, 13-year-old girl in Detroit. She wrote an essay, won the essay contest. It was put on by Petco. Came with a $50,000 prize. What do you think most 13-year-olds would do?
Spend it on junk.
PlayStation 5, right?
Yeah.
They're tough to get.
Yeah.
No, no, no. She donated every last penny to the local cat shelter.
Oh, my.
Isn't that awesome?
All $50,000.
All $50,000 went directly to her local shelter for kitty cats.
That's a good kid right there. That's good news.
All right, so headed over, we're going to stay in Michigan, to the University of Michigan. They have launched and are now advertising a free tutoring program for families to help make sure that their kiddos don't fall behind while there is virtual learning and distance learning and all of the crazy kinds of learning that teachers are having to pivot with and families have to pivot with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that kiddos don't fall too far behind in school.
That's a great
free
idea.
Accessible. Anyone can use it.
Ah, Michigan. I thought you were going to say Jim Harbaugh was donating his $50 million salaries to some cat shelters.
Wouldn't that be nice? He should take a page out of that 13-year-old girl's, Brooke.
I think so. Anyway, well, again, that's good news.
Good news. That is good news. And last but not least, and this one, oh my gosh, it's awesome. Okay. A bunch of people at a nursing home in Wisconsin, apparently we're focused on the Midwest today.
Okay.
They got vaccinated on Saturday, mm-hmm. and they'd been joking around that they wanted to throw a party when the vaccines arrived because they hadn't been able to get together.
All right.
Well, the nurses went for it and turned it into a disco.
We always said, when the vaccine comes, we're going to party.
It's like a party. I'll have a vodka martini, by the way.
Have endured 10 months of not being able to see their families, and this is just the first step towards changing that.
I was happy, and it did hurt.
It's like nothing, you know? You don't even feel it.
Oh, disco music and everything!
Isn't that awesome? Vodka that. Martini, disco, all the things. That is really good news.
That is very good news. Nice job!
Hey, thanks. I try. Maybe nursing homes in our area will do the same thing once the vaccines are available to residents.
I would love that job. I would come and run that party. No doubt about it. Tom and Laura,
all right,
doing a disco party.
You heard
party.
It here first. Tom is offering up DJ services.
There it is. Because we hear the news and watch the news and read the news on our phones every day, we need
the good news with me, Laura Good, only here on 94KX.
News coming up next to check on sports, and Alabama wins the national championship again. Steve's got a half-decent day weather-wise. The Wise Market New Year, new item of the day that can win you $50 in a gift card from Wise Markets. Should we address the issue that we talked about earlier this hour where Laura still hasn't taken down her Christmas decorations? Well, maybe she has, but she hasn't.
What? Is this an issue?
I don't know. We asked on Facebook yesterday, and it was like 50-50 when we left the air.
Yes, it was. And looking quickly at the 94KX Facebook page, lots of people are saying that they took their outside lights down,
mm-hmm.
but then decided, nope, going to keep the Christmas decor up a little longer this year. I'm enjoying it. Feel like I should be over it, but I'm not. I really like the glow. Now, some people said that stuff came down this weekend. Others were like, you know what, January 5th, done. Mm-hmm. But lots of people also haven't had a chance to celebrate Christmas with the family yet.
That's a great
COVID
point.
COVID and issues. So yep. They're leaving it up until they can.
Right. Driving through Norrie this morning, there are still a lot of outside lights up, which is kind of wild. But I do agree with taking the outside down and then moving inside. And what you just said, perfect point, because this past weekend, I saw my daughter from Philadelphia for Christmas. It took a while, but she finally cleared COVID protocol.
Yay.
And everything. So we exchanged Christmas presents on, what was it, the 9th? Of January, the 10th Jeez. Of January. Wow. So, you know, so I understand those arguments, but your tree isn't down yet. Your Christmas tree is still up.
Okay. My Christmas tree is still up. Yes. The decor outside and inside is down. It's in bins. I have to carry it downstairs and put it away. But this one comment on Facebook, and you know what? I wish I would have seen this before I took everything down.
Oh, I thought it was going to be about your 52 Santa Clauses.
Hey, now, those were all gifts.
Okay, all right.
Happy Bud on Facebook goes, you know, I'm still torn between taking them down or getting an early start on next Christmas.
Way to go, Pappy Bud. News is next.
I thought it was great.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94K.
25 degrees in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill.
Still a chilly 22 degrees in my backyard in Elysburg.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Driven as always by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth the drive down Route 45.
Coming up, a song for you people that already broke your New Year's resolution. My plan. Yeah, didn't quite work out, did it? Something that is good in the new year is New Year items for a new year with Wise Markets. Today's item of the day, Laura, you're going to be running to the store. Wise Deli Ooh. Fresh Salsa.
Ooh. Ooh. so like the good chunky kind that you have to keep in the fridge?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
love
yeah.
it. So you have to remember that Wise Deli Fresh Salsa.
Your chance to win a gift card later today. I'm Laura in the morning.
It's groovy, man.
Yeah, but let me get myself together here. I just, oh, I was in a garage.
You okay, you gonna make it?
Yeah, I was in a garage band, you know, as same as it ever was. Anyway.
Well, that's the thing. They were on SNL, what, last season?
Yes.
And redid that and performed it live. Mm-hmm. And I just was sort of imagining that moment. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool. Talking Heads. Well, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions, and we decided to call them something different, right?
Intentions. New Year's intentions.
Yeah, I like that. And because it doesn't sound so hard, yet some people still continue to punish themselves with hard intentions or resolutions. You know, like stuff like, I'm going to quit smoking today. Wow.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
I think that Beth and Catherine, our wise market ladies, said it best. Just make better choices every single day or every, like, one meal at a time.
Yes. Yes, you're exactly right. I mean, you can't quit smoking in a day. You can't stop drinking in a day. You can't lose 30 pounds in a week, no matter what those TV commercials show you. You have to do it like, like Beth and Catherine say, little steps at a time. Let's get there.
Tiny tweaks, tiny changes, mm-hmm. better choices all lead up to the intention of being a healthier you.
All right. So my intention was to slow down, pump the brakes a little bit on the sarcasm mm-hmm. that flows through my veins so freely mm-hmm. And stay a little bit calmer at work when faced with situations that make you go, what is going on? But just
okay,
calm down.
How are we doing with that?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks to some. I wish I had you here. I wish I had you here for so many reasons, but that is one of them, Laura, because Laura has a calming effect on Tom.
Yeah, every once in a while, I kind of may or may not go off, but then I'm quick to rebound.
Yes, the rebound is as important as the need to blow off some steam. The rebound, you have to rebound right away. You're very good at that.
Right away.
And
I try.
And you're not here. I'm listening to you off air, calming your dogs because they're a little bit rowdy today. You
oh
have this calming
goodness.
Effect.
I don't know what's going on today. And I'm like, boys, we just need to settle down. They were roughhousing. There was a yelp. I'm like, see?
I heard
you
the
guys
yelp.
Are going to hurt each other.
Which one
you
yelped? Which
relax.
One got hurt? I heard the yelp.
Do you know what? I think it was a paw, and I think it was the Murph.
Oh, the Murph.
If people are worried, he's absolutely fine.
Okay.
He just, like, you know, they were roughhousing a little bit, as mm-hmm. dogs do.
Yep.
They needed to just simmer.
Simmer. So you calm them, because it
simmer
all
down.
Sounds quiet now.
It is. We've taken a few calming deep breaths, and now we're sitting on the couch.
So for those of you who are on the edge of breaking your New Year's resolution, maybe we all need some calming breaths because your plan is not going well.
My plan began. Made resolutions, that's what you do, right? Run and carbs banned. Gonna stop engaging in Facebook fights for New Year's, set some goals. Trying to be greater, ended like that coup though, just a giant failure. My plan, ah damn. Couldn't even make it through the first night. I told myself the gym, it won't kill ya. Then pulled a hammy on the treadmill, yeah.
Ouch!
No more wasting time, got this on lock. Then spent the next 6 hours on TikTok.
Yeah, well.
Gonna save my cash in 2021. But I'm straight addicted to Amazon. No more booze, I ain't getting smashed now.
Good luck.
The New Year's Day, I was passed out.
Oh, boy.
On the Malibu, sad but true. Woke up the next day, acting tropical fruit. Malibu, I hate you. Now all of my resolutions, they
your plan?
Only fans, right hand. Tried to quit, but I'm only a man, right? Drink cran, eat bran. Ended all with one Chick-fil-A. I told my girl I'd get swole. Quit the gym a day later. I'll be back, she said. No, you ain't no Terminator. My plans, no chance. What a bunch of stupid goals in hindsight.
Oh, your plan, your plan.
Hey, here's the thing. You slip up off of that plan, Just start over in the next moment. No worries.
No worries at all. I'm a little worried about Sex and the City coming back. Seth Meyers has his take on that. Birthday buddies and more on the way.
It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Okay, dog food or people food? I gotta know. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
All right, so from what I can tell.
Okay.
And, well, first off, I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Favorite ice cream brand? Go.
Oh, man. You know, the Turkey Hill just boom. You know what I mean? The Wise Market, boom. I don't really need name local brands, ones. But...
I love those local ones. But ever since I got to visit the original shop way up there in Vermont on an eighth grade field trip.
I know what you're saying. Ben and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Well, apparently, they're making ice cream specifically for dogs, and it's called Doggy Desserts.
Do we need doggy desserts? I guess we
do. Okay. Yes, we do. And the boys here this morning agree with me because get the first flavor. Are you ready?
Okay.
Peanut butter and pretzel.
Oh, you stuff peanut butter into those plastic things. What are they called? Conca shells?
Oh, Kongs.
Kongs, yeah. Mm-hmm. You stuff peanut butter in there all the time for your boys, and they go crazy.
They do. They love it. So there's Pooch's Mix and then Rosie's Batch, which is cookie and pumpkin.
Ooh, okay.
But instead of dairy, these are based on sunflower butter. So it's easier on your puppy's stomach.
Ah, that's something serious to consider. So many people just give their dog human food all the time, and you probably shouldn't do that, right?
Well, here's the thing. The packaging looks exactly like normal Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
So you can go to the store, and unless they have it in a doggy cooler somewhere, you'll actually get confused?
Yeah, no, apparently it's going to be in the freezer section. So be careful when you reach into that freezer. But is it kind of crazy that I sort of want to try both of them myself?
I see a Try It Tuesday in the future. Laura eats doggy ice cream.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at the ingredients.
Uh-huh.
It's all people food.
Except for the dairy, right?
Yeah. So it's dairy-free, but sunflower butter is a great alternative, especially if you're a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Going dairy-free is very in right now.
Okay.
And they definitely look more appetizing than any other kind of frosted treat that I've seen marketed specifically for dogs.
So I'm walking through the grocery store the other day, and I see this cooler on an end cap. And I'm like, oh, what's in here? And it's dog food that's refrigerated. So do the doggy aisle need their own freezer next to the cooler now? That might be cool.
I think they do. Well, here's the thing. So this brand new pup ice cream is going to hit stores nationwide this month, and it's actually not that expensive.
Hmm.
For $5, you get a 4-pack, and that's then 4 4-ounce cups, which are perfect little servings.
From MacGyver and Murphy, the morning show, Doug.
I know, right? I think I want to try the peanut butter pretzel.
Mmm. Meanwhile, in Capitol Hill, they're serving up some new ice cream.
Now available from the ice cream shop on Capitol Hill. The latest combination of flavors that's getting a lot of attention in Congress.
Oh.
One scoop of peach and one scoop of mint. Just a little taste and you'll say, peach mint. Peach mint. Also, try the super tart Pelosi Schumer Sherbert.
Ooh.
Rudy Giuliani Drippy Gelato.
And Drippy
hopefully
gelato?
Coming soon, Not So Rocky Road.
Oh,
with
yeah,
less
that's
nuts. The ice cream shop on Capitol Hill with new flavors that'll make you wish you could tweet and scream.
Yum! Products we can't live without. One would think toilet paper is in there because of the pandemic, but there are other things we cannot live without that may surprise you. Feel free to help us out. Ford Fun Line, the toll-free line is always open, or hit us up on the 94KX Facebook page. We'll talk about it next hour. Also on the way next hour, a Try It Tuesday, and Laura's going to eat her Christmas tree.
That's right. We talked about it last week, and I did some research. My tree is still up.
Uh-huh.
I cut a couple of branches off of the bottom. You don't need much to make what I'm going to make. And then we will use it next Tuesday in a delightful beverage.
Oh, is that the reason why we have to let it sit for a week?
Maybe.
You're making Christmas tree boilo. No?
Kind of.
Wait, I was close?
You're close. I mean, you definitely want to wash off whatever pine branches you're using to make this concoction. But we are going to infuse
Whoa!
We are going to infuse some things this morning. It's not that difficult. Seriously, this is a boring Try It Tuesday.
But put stuff
in a jar, you let it sit.
But still, you could call yourself an environmentalist after you're done doing this. You're saving the planet.
Well, the other thing I learned, so I have like my little Charlie Brown Christmas tree outside.
Okay.
I'm going to actually stick it back in my yard and get some suet blocks.
Okay.
And then make it like a little natural bird feeder until it sort of gets dry. And then we can use it for kindling in our fire pit outside.
Wow. All this information and more coming up on Try It Tuesday. And it's
so
Facebook Live. It's Facebook Live with Laura next hour.
Oh, does that mean I have to take off my fuzzy robe and like put on a sweatshirt?
Well, yeah, something like that. Go ahead.
Okay.
You got time. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
On the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning. Maybe you're working at home like Laura is, which makes Try It Tuesday even the more better because she moves into the kitchen and whips something up. Or she moves to the living room and eats the Christmas tree. It's just, you never know what's next with Laura.
Well, we talked about it, last Monday?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, when we were discussing taking our Christmas down, what day the township was coming to pick it up. Clearly, I have missed that boat in Ralpho Township.
Okay.
Right?
And we also talked about the woman who had recipes on how to eat and drink your Christmas tree. Now, you said you were going to investigate this. Obviously, you did.
I did indeed. So, a woman in the UK wrote an entire cookbook on how to use your Christmas tree in everything from the simplest of things, which is a tea. Mm-hmm. So steeping the spruce or pine or fir leaves, so the little green sprigs, in hot water to make a tea, or you can bake it into bread. Think of it like rosemary.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll work, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Never really thought of that, just pulling the individual needles out of your Douglas fir or what have you, and treating it like rosemary or thyme or something like that. But okay.
And it's a strong flavor. Certain trees taste differently than others, and you have to be careful because at the end of the day, not all conifer trees are able to be eaten, but most of the kind that we use as Christmas trees are.
Okay. Hey, I want everybody listening this morning to use Laura's phrase somewhere in public life today. All trees taste different. Okay, just say that. Just say that randomly at work today and watch people go, wait, what? So Try It Tuesday has to do with your Christmas tree, right?
Indeed it does. So I cut off a couple of branches. I wash them incredibly thoroughly. Okay. And then I strip them from the twig portion of the trees. And we are going to make infused vodka and gin.
Oh, so if you make it today, you've obviously got to let it sit, right?
Yes, indeed. So it needs to sit for at least 1 week. So this is a two-part Try It Tuesday.
Yay.
We are going to make the infused alcohol this morning. Mm-hmm. And then next Tuesday, we are going to make a lavender fir Collins.
Wow. Okay, this is great. Two-part now. We all know by now, Try It Tuesday is Facebook Live. So during our commercial break, Laura will go Facebook Live showing you how to infuse your Christmas tree into vodka. And then next week, where are you going to store this thing for a week? Does it have to be in the dark or what?
Nope. It's going to sit on my kitchen counter.
Oh, okay, good. So you're going to sit it there for a week. And then next Tuesday, we're going to try this concoction. Wow.
That is correct.
Do you have any idea how brave you are?
Oh, listen, I did. Okay, here's the thing. First off, I did pay to download the ladies' cookbook.
Okay.
Which tells you the kind of Christmas trees that are edible or not. So okay. Things like juniper are not edible, or like a wandering yew. Don't eat those. But we don't use those as Christmas trees. So your spruce, your pine, or your fir trees are edible. I did, however, make an inquiry to ask how many pesticides were sprayed on the trees at the tree farm that I bought it from.
Good move. Good move there, because no matter how hard you scrub that thing, yeah. Okay.
Yep. So the leaves have already been sort of blanched, if you will, like you do with vegetables, yes, in boiling water.
All right, so go to Facebook Live if you can right now. If you can't, check it out archived later today. We're going to. How do you say this?
We're going to make a Christmas tree cocktail.
Okay, good enough. Christmas tree cocktails coming up.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on a Try Tuesday on 94KX.
All right, we've survived the pandemic so far. No one crashed in your door zombie-like to steal your toilet paper. But there's a new study out with the products that we are not willing to compromise on. We'll check that in just a bit. First, Laura, are you there? Are you okay? I mean,
indeed I am.
Nothing exploded here, in your kitchen? Nothing?
No. Nothing has been consumed yet. We have to wait one week.
No. I said explode. Nothing exploded.
Oh, explode.
It's like a mad chemistry set or something.
I literally put some pine needles and lavender in a jar with vodka and shook it up. It's fine.
Okay, no. Remember the one we did here in the studio where it started foaming up and it went out of control?
Yes. And then way back at the beginning of the pandemic when I made my own DIY cleaner and sanitizer because everything was sold out and I added the vinegar too quickly to the baking soda and exploded all over my kitchen.
Yeah. So you never know what you're going to get on Try It Tuesday. You're coming off of Facebook Live. We'll be able to watch the video ASAP or when you get home from work later today. Whatever. Watch it on your phone at lunch. It's Try It Tuesday every Tuesday. With Tom and Laura in the morning, and it certainly has gotten interesting since Laura's at home. There's some things we can't live without, Laura. Some things we will not compromise on.
Guess what? Where's Matt the News Guy when I need him? Because do you know what's on here?
What's that?
Haircuts.
Yeah, he's a little... He's
Here's
got,
the thing.
He's got
he
his
and
guy.
I agree on that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're cutting your husband's hair, so, you know... I mean,
but he trusts me.
Okay, but you got to have your guy. Matt's got to have his girl or his guy or whatever.
Matt has his girl. I have my guy. What's up, Chair Bear? Good morning. Listening on the app.
I got my guy. What's up, Dave in downtown Danville?
Yeah, there you
what's
go.
Up, Dave. But yeah, that so haircuts is on the list. Things we won't do without.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I see toilet paper there. That's of course there. Of course. I see mattresses. What? You won't do that?
You really shouldn't cheap out on a mattress.
No, I agree. You gotta
quality
have a good
sleep
one.
Is really, really important.
Okay, I see coffee brands. Do you mean you're stuck on a certain brand? Is that what it means?
Oh, see, I like locally roasted coffee.
Yeah, so do I. I guess, but if you're addicted to, maybe coffee brands means, you know, you like your Dunkin' Donuts coffee and
true.
You don't like Starbucks or vice versa, whatever. Anyway, here's one for you. Quality and speed in your Wi-Fi. I guess we take that for granted. When it's slow, we're punching the counter and cussing and that kind of stuff.
Here's one that Pennsylvanians will agree on.
Okay.
Statewide. Brands of potato chips.
Yes, we've got
Middlesworth.
We've got.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, we've got a cap. We've got the capital chip right here in Middlesworth,
really
right out of Middleburg, PA. I thought you were going to say chocolate because of Hershey.
That too.
Yeah, we won't give up on that. Right, now here's one that's a little weird. Shampoo. Do we really? I mean, are we that particular about our shampoo? Really?
I am.
Okay.
Honestly,
all right.
I really am. And apparently MacGyver is as well.
Okay, MacGyver, take it easy. That flea and tick shampoo works
Mackie,
fine
which
for you.
Brand do you prefer for dog biscuits? Murphy, you chime in too.
Dog
Are
biscuits?
You a milk bone person or do you just like peanut butter?
Milk bone is the standard, but what do they say?
Do you want... Oh, bark once for milk bone, twice for peanut butter.
Oh, I think he's going peanut butter. Yeah.
Peanut
okay.
butter? Oh, that's two barks. Yep.
All right. Other things on the list. Ketchup. I'm a Heinz guy. I'll admit it.
Same. Pennsylvania brands.
Yeah,
see,
yeah,
we
yeah.
really can't deviate.
Uh-huh. iPhones or cell phones. Mine's an iPhone. Sorry.
Mine's an iPhone as well.
There you go. And then finally, the last two. Restaurants, you and I love to go local.
Local. And, always local. We have our special spaces. We do.
Yes, we do. And paint colors. I'm not really caring.
I mean, I care, but that's personal preference. I wouldn't get like super impassioned about it.
Exactly. The products we're not willing to compromise on. News is next.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
It's a brand new year for everybody. And there's new items for the new year with Wise Markets. We gave you the item of the day earlier this morning. Hopefully you were with us because you've got to listen all day for your chance to win a $50 gift card for Wise Markets. 50 bucks. Think about what you could do with that when you walk into Wise.
I could use $50 to a grocery store. That would be great, especially Wise's.
Like when you run into a Wise Market and you have to get, what are they called in the coal region when you stop once for a whole week's worth? They call it, you have to get your order. Yeah.
You got to go pick up your order.
That's what my mom calls it from the old days, right? You got to pick up your order. It's going to cost a lot of money. That $50 gift card will help you. But if you're just running in like Laura does on her way home from the farm or something, that 50 bucks will come in handy. That could get you everything you need for that day.
I'm trying to think of a good way to give a hint like I did yesterday. This rhymes with...
Okay, here's one. It's deli malsa. Fresh. What word is that?
It's a made-up word.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say it's deli fresh, and maybe you like to do the dance.
Yeah, but that could be like coal meat, you know?
What? No, so... The dance. Doing the... kind of that dance?
That dance? The flamenco? No. The malsa. Rhymes with malsa.
Okay, coming up, Chad Evans, just a bit. He can give you the chance to win, or maybe Mark Stevens this afternoon. New items from Wise Markets.
And Tom and Laura in the morning, only on 94KX.
Making way for Chad Evans. He's on the way next. He's also got that way back lunch we enjoy so much. Mark Stevens coming up this afternoon. One of those two guys will have a chance for you to win with Wise Markets. And then our girl, Sam Tyler, comes up tonight. We usually
that
wrap
product
up.
That rhymes with malsa.
Please stop with that, because everybody right now is like, what's malsa?
It's nothing. I made it up. It's fine.
But it sounds like a microbrew beer, doesn't it? New malsa dark or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Item is not beer.
No, it is not.
I can give you that clue.
No, and it's available Wise Deli Fresh. Okay, your chance to win later on today. You got a thought for the day for us?
Of course I do. It's simple. It's straightforward. It's to the point.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess I'm ready. Go ahead.
Happy Tuesday. Having even one small positive thought can change the rest of your day for the better. So think positive today.
Yeah, good point, because it could change not only today, but maybe turn the rest of the week around, right?
Exactly. Right. So happy Tuesday. Have a good one.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.